You are now listening to the Perceptive Readers Podcast. Perceptive Readers, we have this ability in our minds to dream and to imagine. And it seems there is no other genre other than sci-fi that does it on such an exquisite level as we have seen over the decades. Yes, quite a few decades there's been books, famous authors, and yes, plenty of movies. Now, if you ask someone, what is sci-fi to them? How do they define it? It is very amazing to hear some of the responses at times that even I didn't even, think about. Here is why. For one, I will always say as far as science fiction, do not put too much thought into trying to define it on such a level on whether something is qualifying for it or not. You know, I've actually heard people try to break it down to so much that everything in order to actually get that category of being science fiction, it means at least technology wise, we have to have the ability to make that. Isn't that interesting? That's the way some people feel. Otherwise, they say it's not realistic. Well, I'm here to tell you today, it has always really been my understanding that that's why we have the category of sci-fi or science fiction, because it encourages us to use our imagination on such a level to bring up something that in this day and age, we don't have it yet. But because the thought has been put forth in our eyes and our minds through reading, through our imagination, some people may go to work the next day trying to actually create it or develop it. You see, look at the technology we have today from these wireless cell phones. Now, remember, back in the day when Star Trek first came on the scene with their, tricorders and also what people may call walkie-talkies or what have you, hey, we did not have cell phones on the level that we have today. In fact, the only ones who may have come close to something of that nature, it was this big, huge box the size of like a briefcase or a suitcase, you see, that only the real important people and people who had a lot of money had the ability to carry one of those important contraptions that they could talk on, but nowhere near the level of the cell phones that we have today. How about, again, space travel? You see, it was more just dreamed about. It was more just, shooting satellites out into space back in those days, you see. And also, you see, traveling as far as the mind could take them and the ability to the moon. But now, look at our skies at night. Look how many satellites are out there, how many we've heard about, and how traveling is just, even out into space, is the same thing as just getting into an airplane. Granted, you need more, but you know what I'm talking about. It's not like people have to sit down who went into that field and think about how we are going to be able to do it this time because now they can just do it. Well, science fiction, you see, encourages and motivated persons to think of things of that nature. And so, let me tell you, if I did have to come up with some type of definition of sci-fi or science fiction, I really would just say again, science fiction actually puts forth through our imagination the possibilities of the technical nature or technology nature, and yes, today now, even spiritual, what can be. It puts on a display. So with that being said, I want you to know, some of you may remember from last year, the Spaceship Poetry, where I went into actually some of the physics and astronomy aspects of reports, you see, because remember, you have a lot of people out there who are good at it. They talk about the planets, the stars, and I've highlighted some of those persons in the spaceship poetry. It's interesting because, you know, some of those spaceships as well go into a more deeper understanding of spiritual or spirituality. Yes. All the same, let me tell you, I created another power presentation that will be part of my sidebar at times, and you could see it right now, called the James Poetry Sci-Fi Song. Now, it may go into at times me posting some of my poetry, some of my commentaries like this. You know, I've talked about Star Trek and many other science fiction shows that, okay, you may say, but that's Marvel, that's DC. Well, you know, see, all of that can actually fall into that genre, you see. So you've heard me do different commentaries, even on superheroes and things of that nature. All the same, in this sidebar, you will see more than just my commentaries or hear my commentaries like this one right here. You will actually hear some of the different YouTubers, some of the trailers, etc., etc., that will involve science fiction, okay? So, I hope you will enjoy that. If you're still looking for the spaceship poetry page, when I finally get through with maintenance and things that's going on, I'm sure it would appear sometime in the future. All the same, continue to enjoy the commentaries that we have now in the sidebar, and maybe you want to save that in your favorites, because remember, it's just highlighting different persons' view as well, their reports, okay? And so you have a very wonderful day, and as always, thank you for being at the James Poetry website. Yes, I keep in mind from 2010 all the way to 2024. And hey, if you do happen to share or copy some of my own writings and articles, and for educational purposes or what have you, please put the proper attribution that you did get it from James Poetry website. Have a very wonderful day.